In Northwest News on KNKX, Canada's recent approval of an expansion plan for the Trans Mountain Pipeline with a terminus in Vancouver, BC, is raising concerns in the Puget Sound region. U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell has written to President Obama asking him to intervene. She says there's an increased risk of oil spills and a lack of necessary prevention and response technologies. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Cantwell's letter echoes concerns outlined by environmental groups in the U.S. and Canada. Kinder Morgan's Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion would nearly triple the amount of Alberta tar sands oil exported through the Salish Sea, including the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and it would increase vessel traffic along the Pacific coast nearly sevenfold.
We're talking about 400 tankers a year now that will go through Puget Sound, carrying bitumen.
Karen Mahon is Canadian director of Stand.Earth. She says bitumen is a form of crude, unlike the refined oil that already frequents local waters. It's harder to clean up because it sinks.
It's much heavier, less refined, and much more toxic because of the dilutant that they put in it to be able to get it through the pipes and into the tankers.
Cantwell's letter asks President Obama to engage directly with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to ensure that adequate protections are in place. Trudeau has said he expects Kinder Morgan to meet or exceed 157 conditions imposed by Canada's National Energy Board, and that he would have rejected the project if he thought it was unsafe for the coast. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.